My wife got it.
I'm on a search for a
maiden view. Like
but it kept me a van suit. I used to wear men's jeans.
Oh, it is a different material. I can't even see it.
Yeah.
I can't.
64% polyester. Ah, 3% spandex. I knew it made it look good. 100% polyester in the sleeves.
I should have sent you the pics last night, but she even was modeling it.
Yeah, it is a different material. I didn't even notice it.
Silly. I know, but it was a nice.
You're not just a giant plain suit.
No. You know what they do in movies in Hollywood and all that kind of stuff? They spray it down with a vodka mixture.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's our HUNCA session. Today is April 14th, 23. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 16 of our agenda. Congressman Tillman, will you please say our morning prayer?
Everyone would just please join me in the reciting of our Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorse. Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Speaker Goodfox?
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker?
We are now on approval of the journal.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. Under reports of standing committees, it looks like for the committee report for CGL 2350 was entered twice.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Page 2 and 3. I could be looking at this wrong, but motion to place on the agenda at the very bottom of page 2 and the very top of page 3. Never mind. Wait a minute. So it lists Mr. Blue twice, but it lists Ms. Prather with Mr. Blue on the second time. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's corrected.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Move to approve the journal dated April 13th, 2023 as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday regarding bill number ONCA 23-31, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $824,412 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Big Horse, Keene, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you. We are now on reports of standing committees. Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Speaker. The Government Ops Committee met yesterday. We heard Bill Resolution ONCR 23-07, an act to provide for an election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to allow appointments to be confirmed in special session. The sponsor was Congressman Tillman. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, and Shaw. The GovOps Committee also heard resolution number ONCR 23-08, a resolution to provide for election to amend Article 7, Section 15 of the Constitution of the Osage Nation to make interim appointments expire 30 days after appointment unless confirmed in special session or regular session. The sponsor was Congressman Tillman. The final committee action was no recommendation, with six yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, and Shaw. We also met regarding bill number ONCA 23-40, an act to amend 19 ONC 5-102 to prohibit contracts for professional services, consulting services, and employment from extending beyond 3 years on a month-to-month basis when substantive terms would be changed and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Potts. The final committee action was due pass with amendments, with six yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, and Shaw. Our final bill was ONCA 23-55, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5-105 to require the boards to provide orientation training to new members and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Lemon. The final committee action was due pass with six yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcord, and Shaw. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Make a motion to withdraw ONCR 23-08.
Second.
Motion and a second to withdraw ONCR 2308. All of those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Passes, and ONCR 2308 is withdrawn. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Hearing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Do we have a co-sponsor for 2358?
I'll co-sponsor.
Okay. We'll take care of that as soon as we're done here. Go ahead and take the podium and you can read it in. Thank you, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in for Congressman Big Horse, ONCA 2358, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $1,257,742. And establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, Speaker and colleagues.
Reading in ONCA 23-59, an act to amend the election code at 12 ONC 6-102, 6-103, and 4-104 on voting procedure, absentee voting, and the availability of Osage voter registry, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCR 23-10, a resolution commending the Wildland Fire Management Department and directing distribution.
Continue, please.
Reading in ONCR 23-11, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations in accordance with the Osage Nation election.
Thank you. ONCA 2358 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2359 will be assigned to government operations. ONCR 2310 will be assigned to government operations. And ONCR 2311 will be assigned to government operations. We are now on general order, day one, second reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 2350, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5105 and the Gaming Reform Act at 14 ONC 12105 to prohibit board members and the business entities they own or partially own from contracting with the board on which they sit for goods and services and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebord.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading ONCA 23-52, an act to amend Title 26 to decrease and increase certain registration fees and taxes to limit the number of disabled veteran complimentary license plates to two and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue, please.
Reading ONCA 23-53, an act to amend the liquor tax up to 7% and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Reading ONCA 23-54, an act to amend Title 4 to increase the business license fees, change the license exemptions, and to change the business license fee date of expiration and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We are now on general order.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2350 on general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Give me just a second, Congressman. I'm catching up the agenda. There is a motion and a second to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2350 on general order day two on today's agenda. There is no discussion. It's a rule suspension. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. It passes. And ONCA 2350 will be on general order day two on today's agenda. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion at this time to place ONCA 2325, ONCA 2327, ONCA 2332, and ONCA 2333. Move them back to committee.
Second. There's a motion and a second to send ONCA 2325, 2327, 2332 and 2333 back to the Committee of Jurisdiction, which is Appropriations. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. All right, we are back to, we're still on General Order Day 2. ONCA 2348 is an act to increase the amount of time for a protective order from 3 years to 5 years and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2349 is an act to amend 15 ONC 1-304 and 1-307 of the Congressional Subpoena Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next day's agenda. ONCA 2350, an act to amend Osage Nation Boards Act 15 ONC 5-105 and the Gaming Reform Act 14 ONC 12-105 to prohibit board members and the business entities they own or partially own from contracting with the board on which they sit for goods and services and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Page 1, lines 43, after services, insert boards are prohibited from donating, sponsoring, or contributing philanthropically any money, goods, or services to any entity owned or partially owned by a board member or to any entity to which or with which a board member is affiliated.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Thank you, Congressman.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2350 on General Order Day 3 on today's agenda.
Second.
Thank you, Congressman. Give me just a second. I'm working quickly to update this agenda. There is a motion and a second to suspend the rules and advance ONCA 2350 to General Order Day 3 on today's agenda. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes, and ONCA 2350 will now be on General Order Day 3 on today's agenda. We are still on General Order Day 2. ONCR 23-09, a resolution supporting the Cherokee Nation's assertion in its, of its treaty right to a delegate in the United States House of Representatives. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Hearing none, it will advance to third reading on the next agenda.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Hamilton.
Did you read 2351?
Oh, no, I did not. Sorry. ONCA 2351, an act to amend 15 ONC 21-102A to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Hamilton. Hearing none. Congressman Hamilton.
Make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2351 on third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All of those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It passes. Are there any no's? Sorry, I didn't hear any. Okay. ONCA 2351 will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. We are now on.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Make a motion for a brief recess so that the amendment can be copied and given to members of Congress.
The Speaker will entertain a motion for everyone to get the amendment and look at it so that they can discuss if there's anyone who needs needs to hear what the amendment.